the beheading of John the Baptist. Now Herod had heard of everything that Jesus had done, and he was puzzled, because some people said that it was John the Baptist who'd risen from the dead, and others said that Elijah had appeared, and others that one of the old prophets had been resurrected. But when Herod heard about what Jesus had done, he said, "No, this is John, whom I beheaded. He has risen from the dead." And now we have this sad story of what happened to John the Baptist. Herod had had John put in prison because of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, whom he had married. Because John had said to Herod, "It's not lawful for you to have your brother's wife." So Herodias had an argument against John, and she wanted to kill him, but she couldn't, because Herod feared John, knowing that he was a very righteous man. So, often you might see someone doing something wrong, and you fear that you can't say something to them because, well, then they'll hate you. And this was exactly the same problem here, that John the Baptist thought that he couldn't, well, would have been tempted to think that he couldn't say anything bad about the ruler, Herod the Tetrarch, but he felt that, no, I must say something. This man has just gone off with his brother's wife.
So did he have a brother? How many brothers or sisters did he have?
Well, we don't know exactly, but he had one brother. Herod had one brother who was called Philip, and Philip was married to Herodias. And
I know someone called Philip.
And Herod had now run away with Herodias. So, of course, when somebody tells you that you've done something wrong, then you don't like it. And she didn't like the fact John the Baptist had told her that she'd done something wrong. So on his birthday, Herod gave a huge party to his lords, his captains, and all the famous men of Galilee. And the daughter of this Herodias came and danced and pleased Herod. And the king said to the girl, "Ask me whatever you want and I'll give it to you." And he said, "I'll give it to you even if you ask half of my kingdom." The girl went forth and said to her mother, "What should I ask?" And the mother said, "The head of John the Baptist on a plate." So she went back to the king and said, "I wish that you would give me immediately on a plate the head of John the Baptist."
Is that his, the lady which...
Yes, that's the evil Herodias.
And what about that? Is that
her
daughter?
That's her pretty daughter, yes. See how small-minded Herod was. He saw this pretty girl dancing and said, "I'll give you anything you want."
And he had his head cut off.
John the Baptist did, yes. So, the king was sorry, but because of his promise, and because everyone who was sitting there was watching him, he felt he couldn't say no to her. Now, you see, he should have been a man of principle and said, "Well, no, I'm not going to kill a man of God." But it says that because of all those who are present. And that's so often what happens, that people will do the most terrible things for the sake of what it looks like. And they reject God's ways because of the, for the sake of what it looks like. So the king sent an executioner and commanded that John's head be brought. So the executioner went and cut off John's head in the prison. So there was John that evening, and then knock on the door, "Come out here, cut his head off." Just like we should always be ready to give our lives for God and for Jesus. So the executioner brought John's head on a plate and gave it to the girl, and the girl gave it to her mother. And when John's disciples heard of it, they came and took up his body and laid it in a tomb and went and told Jesus. When Jesus heard about this, he went by boat out to a desert place with the disciples. He wanted to be on his own because he would have been so sad about the death of John, who was his relative, don't forget. And someone,
like a cousin or something.
Yes, like a second cousin. And of course, someone who had preached all about him. So
and baptized him.
Yes, that's right, and baptized him. And Jesus wanted to be on his own, but then what happened? That huge crowd of people came, and Jesus then fed them miraculously.